What's up, you guys? It's your girl Taylor P, and it's super early in the morning, and I was busy on Friday because when you're dealing with a whole bunch of kids, you don't have any free time to yourself. So I had to get up this morning to make sure y'all get an episode today. It's probably not going to be as long, but you know, I'm going to try to stick to my schedule, mostly, you know, Saturday mornings, where you guys, you know, take a listen. But I noticed that even though I do post my podcast at 10:30 in the morning, most of you do not click on it until probably like a day or two after. So I might have to reschedule, but to be honest, I kind of like Saturdays because, you know, it's the weekend, and you know, I mean, what else do people do other than, you know, have their weekend plans and whatnot? Might as well listen to a podcast. But I also noticed that when I began summer reading, it's kind of not been doing as great as it was last summer. So I don't know. I've been trying to, you know, zhuzh it up every so often, because even though I talk about real problems as well, like real issues that's been going on in the world, I, you know, tend to want to break away from that. Just that's why I talked about the Oku in the last episode, because I'm like, okay, I have to get this one out there just to take a break from real life problems. But I don't know, maybe it's because I took too long to come back. Maybe that's another thing too. And I was sick. I don't know what it is this year. A lot of people have been getting sick, just like me. Like, I, you know, when I first got on here, I was sick, and then I was healed up for a couple of months, and then I got sick again with this allergy cold. So it was just like, damn, how am I gonna like entertain you guys, and I'm always sick. Maybe that's another thing too. So I don't know if I should continue summer reading or not, because like I said, it's not going as well as it did the first two times. Because the first two times I wasn't reading a book, but I found books on YouTube, and the highest episode that I have on here is the one with the horror story that was by I can't really go into my recordings, but that was during the first summer that I did summer reading. So I don't know, and I keep asking y'all, you know, like, what is it that you guys would like on here, and what is it that, you know, that keeps you interested and all that other stuff. But I haven't gotten any feedback. I always say, hey, you can leave me voice messages, or even on a post, I would say, you know, you guys can leave me, you know, some messages and stuff like that. But no one has really said anything. So hopefully this time you guys would, so I can, you know, have a gist of what you guys like and what you guys dislike. So like I said, it's not gonna be a long one because I have stuff to do today, and like I said, it's early in the morning. Normally I wouldn't leave y'all with a 5 minute thing, but I'm kinda gonna have to. Kinda gonna have to. That's a mouthful, but I said it though. So y'all let me know what you guys like on here and what you dislike on here. I know some of y'all gonna say, well, we don't really gotta talk about the real life issues. I'm sorry. I'm also a person that has opinions on things, and I'm also a person of color, and we barely get to voice our opinions. And I know some people will be like, well, yes you do, you voice your opinions a lot. Yeah, but you guys are not really hearing us. I would say listening, because hearing it is, you know, just hearing it, but listening has come with action. We voice our issues because we want some action along with a solution, if that makes sense. When we talk about our issues, such as, you know, racism, discrimination, we want a solution to it. And if you are one of those people that says, oh, well, we got that victim mentality, and that goes for some black people too. Like, I'm not just talking about the white people. I'm also talking about the ones that are completely brainwashed. Yeah, I said it, brainwashed. Because if you feel like your white friends are your genuinely white friends that don't use the N-word around you, Or let me give you a perfect example. Facebook, there's this guy that, he was a black guy, and he kept commenting on every black person's comment, because there are white men who just has to comment on The Little Mermaid, and people are saying, well, I have an opinion just like you have an opinion, but your opinion is negative. Your opinion is negative. And so this black guy keeps saying to the black people, like, oh, you know, just because they have a different opinion than you, or I forgot what he said, I don't know what he said on the page, but he's basically defending the white people. And it's hard to not say that he's a sellout, because it's like, y'all black people who feel like there's not a problem, like there's not an issue, y'all really need to start looking in the mirror, because I'm pretty sure your white friends has said the N-word around you, has said racist things, and has been discriminatory towards you. And you really, 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 really need to check yourself. Check them as well as checking yourself. Because, yeah, no. So, if you want me to get away from those problems, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna do that. That's one of the things that I'm not gonna do, because we as people of color and black people, you know, deserve to have our issues spoken out and everything. So that's the one thing I will not do. But if it's other things, like you don't want me to talk about a TV show, I probably ain't gonna do that either. Because I watch a lot of anime, so if I get excited about an anime, I'm just gonna talk about it. So It just, you know, I don't know. Just think of things that you would want on here, and so I can improve a little bit, you know. And like I said, y'all can talk to me about certain things. Now, when it comes to an opinion, you don't have to be an asshole, okay? So let me repeat that. When it comes to an opinion, you don't have to be an asshole, okay? It's cool that you want to disagree, but you don't have to be an asshole about it. See, people who comment on The Little Mermaid about the movie, they are assholes. It's not that the fact that you have an opinion, you just want to be an asshole because The Little Mermaid is black, period. There's no opinion. It's just you being an asshole. No, because it's a character. She's not real. She's never going to be real. Well, she's not real to you. No, she will always be real to me. Ariel was always one of my favorite princesses. But this, the black Ariel, will still be one of my favorite princesses. Because it does not matter what she is. She could have been Asian and I still would have went to see it. She could have been Puerto Rican. I would have went to see it. She would have been Mexican. I still would have went to see it. Because guess what? It's a character. Ariel will never come from the sea just to be with a prince over here. What? And it's so sad that we are still in that mentality, because there are pages that, you know, expresses the art or whatever that people be drawing of Haley. No, not Haley either. It's Hallie. I'm sorry. I keep saying her name wrong. But there are people who draw art of her as a Little Mermaid, and every time there's always the laugh emojis, there's always the angry stuff. See, if I was the art pages, every time I get a laughing emoji on my page, I'm blocking that person. Period. I'm blocking them. Point blank, end of period. And I'm deleting all negative comments. Because, no. Absolutely not. No. We is too grown for all that. Period. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting that we are still at this point. And then people are saying, oh, how come we can't get original characters? We have tried. It's not the fact that people have not tried. People just don't want to give us a chance. And if you go on Disney Plus, there are tons of black stories on there. So, catch up. Catch up. So, well, I'm going to be done now because I am currently not in my room and I am disturbing others, such as my mother and my niece, and she's watching Elmo and she keeps looking like, girl, you don't shut up. Okay, I'm gonna shut up, all right? Okay, just let me know, voice message or comments, let me know. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.